has quit the Paris climate change deal. They said they would. Well, Donald Trump did. He made the announcement this morning at the White House.
In order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. This agreement is less about the climate and more about other countries gaining a financial advantage over the United States. At what point does America get demeaned? At what point do they start laughing at us as a country? We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore, and they won't be.
Well, the decision has caused an outcry among many world leaders who have described the move as an irresponsible abdication of American leadership. Others, though, say it's the right move for America. Dr. Adrian Macy is a senior associate with the Institute for Governance and Policy Studies at Victoria University. Hello to you, Dr. Macy.
Good evening, Rachel.
President Trump has always said the Paris Agreement places a major burden on the US economy. So could he renegotiate this deal, or really is his only option, do you think, to withdraw?
Well, there's two aspects. The Paris Agreement itself is a legally binding agreement. That's the treaty. And there's no, I think there's no chance whatsoever that the people who have negotiated that, the 190 plus countries, are going to want to reopen it. Because, I mean, one factor was people bent over backwards to enable the US to join that. Right almost to the end of the conference, there was a problem for the US, but people compromised so they could get the US on board. But the second point is that what the US is concerned about, or what the president has said he's concerned about, is jobs and its payment of money to what he's termed a slush fund, by which I think he means a fund which is supposed to help developing countries make their transition to low carbon. Now, neither of those aspects are legally binding. This target that the US has put in, and it's not a particularly ambitious one, it's an adequate one, that was determined by the US. So he actually, in theory, he doesn't need to exit from the whole agreement if he just wants to change the target that they put in, or if he doesn't want to contribute to the climate finance.
That said, the US is still the world's second largest emitter. So if they're not on board and wholly on board with us, does that not nullify, in a way, the objectives of what the world signed up to in Paris?
Well, it doesn't. It's a setback. It doesn't nullify them. I think that if you look at the reactions around the world, this is being treated as a temporary aberration. It is a very long game here, because the Paris Agreement itself really only starts to take effect after 2020, which is well through the term of the, or at least the first term of a Trump administration. I think what it does do, I'd highlight two things. Firstly, it's very unfortunate that a country as the second largest emitter is not going to be part of this first stage of really getting into the act quite quickly, starting to get emissions down quickly. That's quite important, the science says, if you're going to get to this 2 degrees goal. You know, what you do between now and 2030 is important, and it's clear that whatever the US does do is going to be rather less than they would have done had they held to their targets under the Paris Agreement. The second point is, I think, the loss of US leadership. US played a big role in getting the climate agreement. US is a world leader on climate research.
Yeah, NASA's been heavily involved in the research, hasn't it?
Exactly. NASA's got a whole fleet of satellites up there studying the planet, and they're absolutely the world leaders on climate change research. So that's another potential loss for the world.
Yeah, does it mean that America's
money was pulled out of that?
Yeah, no, that America's no longer seen as, you know, an influencer on climate change.
Yeah, they're going to suffer. I think really the effects of this are going to be worse on the United States itself than on the world. And you are seeing world leaders standing up, and the leadership vacuum that's caused by the US withdrawal. Paris was actually a lot achieved by leadership of the US and China working together. The US has now withdrawn from that, so you're now seeing other countries stepping up and taking over the leadership. So the US's ability to influence what goes on internationally, I think, is going to be considerably weakened.
Dr. Adrian Macy, appreciate your time this evening. Senior Associate, Institute for Governance and Policy Studies at Victoria University. It's 21 past five. Coming up next, what the AA wants, a driver etiquette written into the road code. How are you doing out there on the roads this evening? No road rage? Haven't pulled any signs at anybody? Not travelling too close to the car in front? I hope. It's 22 past five.